الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the first episode of our new series. Before starting this episode, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sheikh Majduddin Firozabadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-hadi has stated, when you sit in a gathering and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jal will designate an angel that will keep you from backbiting. When you depart from that gathering and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, the angel will keep others from backbiting against you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the name of our series is The Sin of Backbiting. In this series, we will cover different topics, including what is backbiting, why is backbiting haram, different parables regarding backbiting. We will also listen to a few examples of backbiting that are used in our society. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, majority of us is involved in committing the severe sin of backbiting, whether it is the father or the mother, the brother or the sister, the husband or the wife, the mother-in-law or the daughter-in-law, the father-in-law or the son-in-law, the teacher or the student, the employer or the employee, the buyer or the seller, the foreman or the laborer. Similarly, the rich or the poor, the ruler or his subject, the materialist or the spiritual, the old or the young, and the ones affiliated with the religious organization or members of a worldly institution. Almost everyone is involved in backbiting. These days, none of our gatherings are devoid from this heinous act of speaking ill against others because of the habit of constant gossip. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, many people who are apparently devout are also indulged in this grave sin. They are seen listening to, smiling and nodding their heads in favor of backbiting. Since backbiting is so commonplace, no one turns a deaf ear to the backbiter, and so instead of remaining pious, the listener becomes a sinner and worthy of the fire of hell. Let's listen to some perils of backbiting compiled from the Quranic verses, hadith narrations, and the saying of our pious predecessors. Listen at these perils, it may instill fear in our heart. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, backbiting severs faith. Backbiting can cause a faithless end. Furthermore, excessive backbiting is also a major cause of one's supplications not being accepted. Backbiting deprives one from the blessings of salah and fasts. It erases the good deeds. It destroys the good deeds. Even if the backbiter repents, he will still be the last one to enter paradise. Backbiting is absolutely haram, a major sin that condemns one to the inferno of hell. It is worse than fornication. The one who backbites against a Muslim commits a sin worse than fornication. If backbiting is submerged in the ocean, the whole ocean would smell foul. Backbiters will be made to eat the dead in hell. Backbiting is like eating the dead body of the brother. It brings torments in the grave. In Laylatul Mi'raj, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam witnessed that the backbiter was eating his own flesh cut from the sides and was peeling his face and chest with his own copper nails. Backbiters will be forced to eat their own flesh. In addition, the backbiter will be resurrected looking like a dog on the day of judgment. The backbiter will be a monkey of hell. The backbiter will be running between the boiling water and the blazing fire of hell, asking for death. Even the dwellers of hell will be sick of him. The backbiter will be the first one to enter hell. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all from this grave sin of backbiting. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sadrul Afadil, Shaykh Sayyid Muhammad Naeemuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states on page 823 of his commentary of the Holy Quran, Khazainul Irfan, that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would set out on an expedition, he would group one poor person with two rich individuals so that the poor person would serve his rich companions and the rich would in turn feed him. This way, all will benefit from each other. Once on a journey, Sayyidina Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was grouped with two well-off individuals at one time during the journey. He was unable to prepare food as he had gone to sleep. His companions therefore sent him to get food from the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The noble Prophet's chef at that time was Sayyidina Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who did not have any food left. Sayyidina Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to return empty-handed. When he informed his companions about the situation, they replied, "Usama has been stingy." When those two people came before the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, revealing the unseen by the will of Allah azza wa jalla, said, "I can see the traces of flesh in your teeth." The two replied, "We have not eaten any meat." The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam told them, "You have just committed backbiting, and the one who backbites against a Muslim eats his flesh." Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "And do not backbite one another. Would any one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would not tolerate it." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to the difference between backbiting and slandering. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once asked, "Do you know what backbiting is?" The companions answered, "Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam know the best." Then the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, "Backbiting is that you talk about your brother in a manner which he would dislike." Someone then asked, "What if that fault is present in him?" The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "If the statement you are making about his fault is present in him, you have in fact committed backbiting. Whereas, if that fault is not in him, then you have slandered him." The renowned commentator of the Quran, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, "Backbiting is to make disparaging remarks that are true, and slander is to lay false allegations and make remarks that are untrue. Backbiting is speaking the truth, however, it is haram. The abuses are often true, but remain profane and haram." This leads us to the following principle, that truth is not always halal. The conclusion is that backbiting is a sin and slander is two sins. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to the definition of backbiting. Mufti Amjad Ali Azami Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has defined backbiting as, backbiting is to mention someone's hidden fault in his absence in order to disparage him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, sadly, the majority of the population today is not even aware of the definition of backbiting, even though understanding and knowing laws related to backbiting is obligatory upon all Muslims. On page 256 of Aansuon Ka Darya, the 300-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, Sheikh Allama Abul Faraj Abdul Rahman bin Jozi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-kawi, has stated, "For you to mention your brother in such a manner that would upset him if he hears or comes to know about it, even if it is the truth, that is to say that you talk bad about and find faults in his personality, intellect, clothes, deeds and the statements he makes, his lack of practice of the religion, house, means of transportation, children, slaves and everything that is associated with him, even saying that his sleeve or shirt is too long, is considered as an act of backbiting." Sheikh Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki Shafi'i alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has stated, "The honorable scholars rahimahumullah salam concur that backbiting is to mention any shortcoming that a person possesses, whether the fault is in his non-practice of religion, worldly affairs, personality, character, wealth, children, spouse, servant, slave, imama, demeanor, mannerism, clothes, smile, lack of common sense, rudeness, politeness, and anything related to him. Examples of backbiting about the other's appearance are, he is blind, crippled, bald, midget, lanky, or black or yellow, etc. Whereas statements such as, he is corrupt, he is a thief, deceitful, oppressive, lazy in offering salah, disobedient to his parents, would fall under examples of backbiting about someone's irreligiousness. The Imam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has further mentioned, it is said that backbiting is as sweet as dates and as sharp as alcohol. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from this evil. May Allah Azza wa Jal fulfill the rights with His mercy and compassion of those that we may have violated, as He Azza wa Jal is the only one who knows the exact number of our violations. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, by Allah Azza wa Jal, the consequences of backbiting are extremely dangerous. Our homes are like war zones. The families, communities are falling apart because of this evil sin. Even many preachers of the religion have built walls of resentment around each other. Alas, how will our weak flesh bear the severe and terrifying punishment of backbiting? Listen carefully. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has warned us on Laylatul Miraj, "I came across such men and women who were hanging by their chests. I asked Jibreel, who are these people? He replied, these are the ones who slander people with false allegations in their presence and speak ill against them behind their backs." Regarding these people, Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Holy Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "Woe to the one who scorns the people openly, bad mouths in their presence." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, sincerely repent from the serious habitual sin of backbiting and make an ardent effort to safeguard your tongue. In order to attain perseverance in repentance, embrace Dawat-e-Islami's fragrant Madni environment and travel in the Madni Kafla to learn the Sunnah. To seek inspiration and motivation, let's listen to an account that shows the marvels of Dawat-e-Islami. Muballigh states that while traveling with the Madni Kafla in Jamaat al-Ula, He reached Okara, Punjab. There he met a bearded old man crowned with a green imama. The old Islamic brother told how his amazing transformation took place. Before embracing the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, I was an infamous gangster in my locality. My addiction to alcohol was so severe that bottles of alcohol could always be found in my car. I would always carry a weapon for my safety with the armed bodyguards that would accompany me. Because of my evil actions, people resented me so much that they preferred not to pass by me. What caused me to walk on this Madni path is that Muballighin, the preachers who were actively calling people towards righteousness in our area, would try to invite me too, but I was drowned in heedlessness. Therefore, instead of answering to their call, I would hold their hand and say, "Come sit and have a drink with me." Sometimes I would rebuke them. At other times, I would reprimand them harshly, but despite that adverse reaction, they would still find opportunities to come and try to inspire me. A long period passed by. They were persistent with their invitations, and I kept consistently putting them off. Then, as usual, when the brothers came to me, I thought to myself that these poor people have been striving for a long time. Why don't I pay attention and listen to what these brothers have to say? Following my heart, I listened to them carefully. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, their message pierced my heart. I said, "Labbaik," that is, "I am ready." And I went along with those brothers to the masjid. As far as I could recall, that was the first time I had entered the masjid after attaining maturity. The company of the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the sunnah inspiring ijtima completely transformed my heart. Then I began to regularly seek the company of these Islamic brothers and also became a murid, a disciple into the spiritual Sufi order of Ghaus-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. After I became a disciple gradually, my demeanor began to change. I sincerely repented from all my sins, gave up alcohol, began to offer salah punctually. I also grew a beard according to the sunnah and wore the crown of the green imama on my head. People were astonished on that transformation and could not believe how such an evil person would become an upright individual. Once, an amazing incident took place when two journalists were astonished to see me as they crossed my path. They confirmed with me as to whether I was the same gangster and wanted to publish my story in every newspaper, but I refused. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, it was the blessings of the righteous Madani environment of Dawat Islami that a person as corrupt and immoral as me made a change within himself. I began to step on the path of Salah and Sunnah and became a respectable person of the community. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, eh Dawat Islami, teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you observe the benefits of sincerity and perseverance in striving to invite towards good? Due to someone's inspirational efforts, one who was trailing on the path of destruction of the hereafter changed course and set out on the path to paradise. All Islamic brothers should call everybody towards righteousness without hesitation. You never know that a few words you may say that can change someone's life and in turn might lead to continuous reward for you. Inviting towards righteousness has many virtues. Once the Prophet Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam asked Allah Azza wa Jal, "What is the reward for the one who invites his brother towards good and forbids evil?" Allah Azza wa Jal replied, "For his every word, I grant him the reward worth a year's worship And I observe Haya in punishing him with the torments of hell. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to call the other Islamic brothers towards righteousness as well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Oh Allah, oh Allah, backbiting, oh Allah, protect our time.